We are reading in Rabash Social Writings, page 308, in the article, What to Look For in the Assembly of Friends. You can send questions to kab.tv, and pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired. We are on page 308, What to Look For in the Assembly of Friends, and we're starting in the middle somewhere. When one has to judge his friends to the side of merit, there are times that are worse, meaning that sometimes one sees that his friend is disparaging him, and even more than that, because he hears slander, meaning that he hears one incident that this friend told him, who's called someone, and said not nice words that one should speak about the other. And he needs to subjugate himself and to judge him to the scale of merit. And this is great effort, and it is found that from this effort he gives a payment that is even greater than the payment of money. But if one speaks slander over a friend, where will his friend take the force to love him? After all, he hates him. Otherwise, he would not use slander against him. If so, where is the benefit that he will judge him to the side of merit? The answer is that the matter of love of friends is based on that through it he can come to the love, and it is the opposite of what is in the love of friends, which means that in the matter of a love of friends, there is no obligation for the friends to love me, rather that I need to love the friends.
Even if they possibly hate me.
If so, it doesn't matter that one uses slander against him, that certainly he has hatred towards him. But if one wants to acquire love of friends through the love of the others, this person needs correction to love the other. Therefore, when one gives the effort and judges him to the side of merit, this is a virtue. Through the effort one gives and brings awakening from below, and he is given the force from above to have the ability to love all the friends without anyone else missing.
Meaning he doesn't ask to be loved, but he asks to have the strength to love them, even though he might feel from them rejection, hatred, coldness. He asks only to have the force to love. Above all the failures and problems that are revealed to him from above, from all sides and directions. Yes, Gershon.
Can you detail what it means? It's like he awakens to him, rejection and all that. And what is it to the man?
It's not that it awakens in him, but he feels that this is how he feels. He feels that others treat him this way. So it says that they have eyes, but they don't see. That it's the Creator that arranges all of this. All of everyone is in Gemara Tikkun besides me. Anyone who blames does it according to his own flaws, so I have to correct myself. And when I'll reach Gemara Tikkun, then I'll see how it really is. Now I also see the truth, but only to the extent of my corruption. And when I correct myself, then I'll see things differently. And this way, every time, I'll see the world differently. The world does not depend on anything or anyone but my kelim. There is no world. It's abstract light. It has no form. I said the form. I give it the form. Yes?
Meaning it's a good state that is being revealed in a person, and now he only needs to have a certain source of force upon which he can, from all these rejections, he needs to ask, what is this matter here? What does it mean to ask? What, inside the heart? To ask from the pain?
I don't know. This is something I can't explain. What does it mean to ask? And what can I do if you don't understand what it means to ask? To ask, it means that if I feel that I'm lacking, and what I lack, someone else has it. And he has a good heart. He's willing to give it to me if I ask. Then these are the conditions under which I'll ask. These are the conditions to ask. Yeah?
Even when really there's no true desire to love the person that I feel that he hates me, there's no such thing really. I need from this place to start to ask from the Creator who is good and benevolent?
No. Then you ask to really feel that you depend on that person or you depend on your attitude toward him. You ask to see the reason. You ask to see the truth. If you won't work on the change of your attitude toward others, then what's your work then at all? You want to change them or you want to change yourself? Answer this question to yourself, don't answer me. And decide. Whoever changes himself, it's called that he is engaged in the work of the Lord, meaning that he truly realizes the method of Kabbalah, and someone who does not want to correct himself but to correct others, the world. So this is not the place. Go to the government, go to other organizations. But you can't be here and to want for everyone to change toward you. Here there are people, the purpose, the goal of whom is to correct themselves. That's their role too. And they accept the others also only this way, that all of us come to in order to correct love. We support each other. We help each other to reach a change up to the point of love. Yes, Mati?
There's an important point here to explain in our perception. In our reality, when we want to cooperate, we need to have to agree with someone. If someone wants to sell me a car, I need to agree in order to buy it. Here we see that even if he hates you, you don't need cooperation from the other. Even if he hates you, you can acquire the love of the other if you want it on your own. Can you explain this?
Right. You have a broken vessel that is completely in the hands of the Creator. If in our world I'm going to buy someone a car, then we make this deal between us. If I want to change myself toward the Creator, then my business is with the Creator and not with the world. For me, the world is like an indication. An indication of my situation. That's it. I depend on the Creator. He's the one who made me or let me see the world this way. He made me feel that this world changes if I change myself. Everything is with respect to the viewer. And that's why I have to turn to him, that to the extent to which he helps me to shine the higher light over myself just a bit more, correspondingly I change. This is what I have to ask of him. I have nothing else to ask of others. Maybe I do ask them that I understand that they too are under the control of the Creator, and then it's called a group, and then I turn to them, and then I ask them, but what my intention is that when I turn to them, it's still turning to the Creator, only that when I turn to the Creator, for me it's still something abstract. It's not tangible, but with the friends and on the inside, the Creator must be inside there. But when I'm with them, I have desires, I have thoughts, I have qualities, I have action. From the different changing states in hatred and pleasure and control and envy and plenty of different things. The Creator is something amorphous. It has no color. Simply don't feel it yet. And therefore, we can. We got the opportunity. That on a plane in which I have plenty of feelings and discernments, called this world the corporeal plane, simply called corporeal. But there is of different forms here. It simply seems so. It's the same spiritual forces, only that toward me they seem as if they take place. They have a volume and they have force. It's like this great big monster that comes to me, or a small baby. It all influences me instead of spiritual forces. Therefore, I can be in reciprocity with them, but I understand that these are the forces of the Creator. Like we're told that behind every potsuf of the friend, and in general, behind the entire world, but behind him, it's the Creator that's standing there. And that's how I, through seeing your face and his face and his behavior and so on, what do? I calibrate myself. Calibrate myself, correct myself. I ask now, I see, I love this, I hate that. Why? Because it's good for my ego, or that through changing my attitude toward them, I can reach none else besides him, or I can come to bestowing onto them and through them to the Creator. Meaning that here I have an opportunity to operate myself here so that I am all the time undergoing correction, and I'm not going to correct anyone. Just to explain that if this is the role of the teacher, or to recommend if this is the role of the friend, some things, but that's it. But the gist of the work is self-correction. Self-correction. What I do with you, right? It's a small part of the work that I do on the inside myself. It's not that I'm not doing anything, but where do I work? I also work in the group. And by that, I personally change, improve.
Where does it start and where does it end, this subjective perception that you talked about? There's this limitation. Let's focus on the friend that hates me. Now if I change it through the light that the Creator gives me and I love him, so I see that he does love me? Does it change there?
Usually, by starting to see him as an angel, But this is how the Creator arranges him to you. You change your attitude toward him, and to that extent, you feel how he changes toward you. And maybe he won't change. Maybe that person, he is the representative of a very great degree that maybe through all the rest of the degrees reaches almost the final correction, a very great evil degree that maybe this enemy or hater is like Bil'am, Balak, Amalek, Baal, that does not disappear but remains, stays there against you. So what? You have to work? You see it along the way. The people who change and the people who don't. The main thing is that a person does not harm the group. If he harms the group in the simple most way, he starts deviating people, making subgroups here. So you have to throw him off the ship. Yes.
Also, in the matter of this hatred, there's a certain basis. There's what was called someone hurt me and I hurt. There's the hatred, jealousy, envy, and lust and honor that can harm. But the correction of love of friends here, it also depends on where this hatred came from. So what do I need to first demand? Like Gershon said, demand from the Creator, so I'll be able to love them? Or do I need to make certain efforts of my own right now as this awakening from below?
Again, please, I don't understand. I have two options, you're saying. What's the first?
No, there's what we call that I start to do efforts in order to love the friends. And there's what we call to demand from above to love them.
Okay, so what do, this or that? That's one of the questions. Okay. I have to take action in corporeality in order to reveal my true attitude toward them and to correct them. You can try. Later, they're none as wise as the experience, where the previous experience brings a person to understand that he has to demand the Creator, the force for correction. Usually, at first, until a person finds connection with the Creator, he tries himself to change and do something, until the Creator brings him to such failures that he sees that nothing works, and until he reaches a state where he already knows how to ask for change from above. He already has contact with the Creator that he asks and receives. A difference in his attitude towards others and a difference in the attitude of others towards him. Later on, we'll discover reality and we'll see that nothing changed besides a person's inner qualities. Outside of a person, it's all the light of Ensof. All the friends, all these things, it's the light of Ensof. It's depicted in you, so as a result of your broken vessels that depict the world for you. But we'll talk about that later.
We have to finish the article. Okay. We're on the line, this is called, buy yourself a friend, that a person should make an effort to obtain love of others. And this is called labor, since he must exert above reason. Reasonably thinking, how is it possible to judge another favorably when his reason shows him his friend's true face, that he hates him? What can he tell the body about that? Why should he submit himself before his friend? The answer is that he wishes to achieve dvikut with the Creator, called equivalence of form, meaning to not think of his own benefit. Thus, why is subduing a difficult thing? The reason is that he must revoke his own worth, and the whole of the life that he wishes to live will be only with the consideration of his ability to work for others' benefit, beginning with love of others, between man and man, through the love of the Creator. Moreover, here is a place where he can say that anything that he does is without any self-interest, since by reason the friends are the ones who should love him. But he overcomes his reason, goes above reason, and says, it is not worth living for myself. And although one is not always at a degree where he is able to say so, this is nonetheless the purpose of the work. Thus, he already has something to reply to the body. It therefore follows,
after this point of that life is not worthwhile living, then the nice work starts. Usually I hear, I don't understand, as if someone is about to explain the spiritual ongoing matters to the animalistic, beastly mind. Of course it's impossible to understand. To begin with, you get advice. What's the advice? My mind can't grasp it, neither can my feelings. I'm told to do this, but I don't want to. This is why you're advised to do so. Would you have wanted it, you would have done it yourself. Our work is against the mind and the heart, above reason. I don't understand. And by that, she disconnects herself. I heard this for several days. I don't understand. True, only not on our way. Demanding some proof. What kind of proof is it possible to give regarding the spiritual process to a corporeal mind? Impossible. It doesn't coincide. Only after there's a blow and it goes by, you start attaining a higher degree than retroactively. You see, to some extent, what it did. But for the time being, everything's above reason. Yes, Moshe.
There's a certain clash. On one hand, I need to correct my attitude towards the other, and this depends 100% on me. Even though they hate me, it doesn't matter, I don't relate to that. On the other hand, I can't even start to think about correction without I receive support, arvut, mutual guarantee, and so on. So how, if they don't even one of them doesn't think about me in a positive manner, and he doesn't give me the support, then I can't even think about it. So how does this get along, these two things?
We have to see the following reality. There is the Malchut of Ensof. And the whole Malchut of Ensof, that's me. It divided into two parts. The one part. It's me now, feels myself. The other part is what I feel outside of myself, because these are my external vessels. Closer and further away. What are the different forms of relations between them, toward me and from me to them? This entire system, me and them together, it's all me. All me. It's all mine. Only I have to see things this way, apart as myself, and apart as the opposite to myself. And besides that, the Creator, who arranged these things? Why did he arrange them this way? In order for me to develop my mind and heart, because the mind and the heart, they open only according to the work that we do between us. Between us meaning what? Me and the others. Were everything inside of me, then I would have been less than the still. The still at least feels some kind of an environment. But if I wouldn't have even felt the environment, then I would have been less than the still. Primary point of matter. The vegetative already feels the environment a bit more. It needs to swallow, emit. It absorbs different substances. It has life and death. The living degree even more. The speaking degree even more. Everything is measured according to the number or the intensity of the connection between the creature, that creature, and his environment. The living, it has to move around, has to be in touch with a lot of, and the speaking is even more beyond distances, has to connect above time, space, motion, everything aspires for it. Meaning the whole intensity depends on the extent of the intensity of connection between us and the number of connections. In the language of Kabbalah, we talk about it as the mutual dependence, the mutual arvut, the integralness that is revealed, integralness revealed around the world. So it's impossible to achieve the Creator unless I see everyone against me, opposite, hateful from all directions, and I need to rise in each and everything above my ordinary perception. I have to rise to a higher level and ask the Creator to help me to build, to make them into something that supports a group that I depict as a part of myself, being mine, something that I get back in return. Not the whole world. I can't say about the whole world. The whole world, it's my soul. Only that it was separated. The separation was created as a result of this imagination that the Creator put into me. And I feel everything is separate, and Adam and Eve and animals and plants and whatever. And I can't say that it's all one too much, but what? I'm brought to the group and I'm told, make this part of the world, that part that you depict as your soul. Meaning, you have to identify yourself with them in mind and heart, connect to them, return these kelim to yourself inwards against the imaginative force that depicts them to you as something on the outside. Do it. And of course, not on your own. You need that higher light, that the same way it separated those kelim for you in your imagination, that it is if they're outside of you, to give you now in return to correct your vision inwards. And then you'll feel that you're returning the soul. You fall and are swallowed in them, or you hug them and bring them in. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that it happens. The connection, the arvut. And to the extent to which you build the connection with them, to that extent you'll feel what is felt inside the soul, the revelation of the Creator. In our times, it's not enough that we need the small group. We have to unite with all of our groups around the world and then with the whole world. This is the role we got. Meaning, actually, today you're undergoing process in a generation that is ready to correct the whole general collective soul, according to the crisis and the awakening and the different places that people get toward the correction. But the main thing that we have to understand is like the words of the song go, Aneshama I Gufa, meaning that that the group is the soul. It's all the malchut of ensof, the still, vegetative, animate, and so on, and speaking, but at least for the time being, let's concentrate on what we are. So, who's in the group? Whoever operates together with me, wanting to achieve connection, not wanting for there to be any gap, different separation between us, do we act that way or don't we? And this is how we have to fence the borders of the group. Therefore, maybe you have hundreds of thousands, but the group could be a few hundreds around the world. Only those people who do understand this idea and are working at it and do not resist it, that there is a natural resistance, it's in order to build an even stronger connection. That's it. It's like in everything there is a thing and its opposite, so that its opposite will be able to determine itself. That's why we have to see ourselves this way, to be glad about the wicked that reveal themselves, because upon them, upon all this, these wicked, you reveal the love. So whoever can, whoever is capable, whoever is ready to work this way and prepared for it, he's called a friend. All the rest, they're just bystanders. And I'm not disrespectful toward anyone, but each one should examine where is he.
Another point to scrutinize, you said do. Why is my doing, my action, not only dependent on me, but dependent on between us? If he's doing that, if he's thinking like that, then I can't do this doing.
Because if you can awaken him, it means that you have already, that you already did the work on yourself. And this way, you correct your inner part when that you or him seem to you external.
Again?
Okay. I'm playing some game on the computer. I have chess, you know, on my computer. I like sometimes to play chess.
And
And it seems to me that I'm working with a person. I get mad and I think like this, like that. I'm working against the program. But by playing against something external, it helps me to advance in correcting something inside myself. Now, this external, he is inside of me and corrects me. You're working against a friend. If you, who is the hero of all heroes, he who turns his enemy into his lover. So there is this external who hated me once toward me. Yes. Did I change him into a lover? Yes. What, did I correct him? No, I corrected myself. How did I change him to become the lover? Through blows, through what? By making concessions, by taking different actions. It is me who changed.
Yes, but your change depends on him or not?
Sure.
How does it depend? That's what I'm asking. How can it be dependent on him?
Because he's there before you as a demonstration of what are your problems.
Yes, I'm changing my attitude. I understand that. That's clear. But how does the change of my attitude depend on him 100%? If he's not thinking of me, what is it the him that's thinking of me? And that I, and not only that I say that I'm dependent on him, that my correction is dependent on someone else.
Does anyone have the words to explain? That's why, in the wisdom of Kabbalah as well, and also in the Torah, everything is passed on to us as advice. Advice. If you do them, if you do it, you start understanding what's the meaning. Because now, with your ordinary linear mind, want to understand things that aren't linear. You're told that the world that you see, you only see it outside of yourself. It's actually inside you. Why is it projected outwards? It's in order for it to be easier for you, better, in a richer manner, so that you'll see what's inside you. This is the demonstration of the things inside of you. All these many, 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 including the greatest, most horrific things, these are all your qualities. Until you invert them in order to bestow all of these billions of qualities, for all of them to be in order to bestow, you do not correct your soul fully. It's your soul. What can you do? How do I change them? So you start seeing yourself to blame for what's on the outside. Ask of the Creator to give you such qualities that you'll be able to change, and through your changes, you'll start seeing how you change them on the outside. It's according to the rule of anyone who blames does it through his own flaws, because of his own flaws. I recommend you not to get confused and to get into it, but it specifically says, from your actions do we know you. Let the Creator do his work, perform his actions over us, and then we'll get to know you. Then you'll start understanding. The main thing is to do what's according to my ability. Today I correct up to this point, tomorrow I correct more, the next day I correct even more. This way, day to day. And then you succeed for sure. And surprises, there'll be many on the way. Esa Coca. Microphone.
I want to ask about mutuality with the group. How is this mutuality expressed? What am I entering into it, and what does it bring in return?
I don't know what to tell you. I start understanding how to work with myself. That's it. Because the Creator, He's also Bo'ure, come and see, one of the discernments inside of me. Do I see anything on the outside? The general quality that fulfills the desires, thoughts, kelim, in short, it's called the Creator. That's felt there as the source. And what then? Everything's inside of me. I don't know what you're asking, yes.
Is suitability to the center of the group happen through this changing of your hater to your lover?
Again, please.
The advancement to the center of the group, is it carried out by what's written here, which is to change your hater to your lover?
Yes, and
in addition to that, we say that there's nothing outside of us, everything's inside of us. It's everything that I overcome that's outside me. It doesn't have to do with the group. Actually, everything's the same. If I make it from hater to lover, is that also entrance to the, or advancement towards the center of the group, whether it's at work, with your wife, or something? Here it talks about switching a friend that I hate to one that I love. Is this also about life outside the group? Which, let's say I have some event or something and I switch a hater to a lover. Does that also bring us closer to the center of the group if I succeeded in that overcoming?
With completely foreign people?
No matter. Let's say some case that happens to me that makes me angry, that makes me feel bad, and I manage to switch him from hater to a lover. Does that also advance us to the center of the group?
It depends on the intention you do it with. Maybe you're doing it in order to make more money off some person. You make him your lover instead of your enemy in order to cheat him.
No, something that, let's say my trend is to come to the center of the group, and there's cases that happen that bother me with that. They deviate me from this.
Do they have to do with your work in the group or some personal work in the world?
To the work in the group.
Then no question, it has to do with the group. Therefore, this is why I don't understand what you're asking. Group then, group. On the outside, how do I know what kind of intentions you have? Yes, Asaf.
Maybe I'll try to ask Mushi's question, but practically. What helps me more for the correction of myself? To relate to the friends only as a simulator, that I only correct myself, or to also relate to them an essence of their own?
Reciprocity, for sure, undoubtedly, that's called the group. That's called the friends, that we build the connection together. Just look, I'm not working against the still vegetative and the animate. I'm working against the speaking level. When I ascribe to the speaking level, the mind and the heart, like to myself at least, I have to see it as more than myself. that this way for sure I correct myself more deeply, to the extent to which I treat others as still or vegetative or speaking, or that godliness is inside them, to that extent, to that depth, correspondingly, I correct myself. If I ascribe to my friend actions, rational questions, that the Creator is standing behind them, that they have a divine mind and heart, that this is how I see myself, and this is how I have to judge them, the scale of merit is the greatest of this generation, and so on the one hand. On the other hand, I nonetheless reciprocally demand of them to also be toward that same state that's revealed as a broken state along with me in correction. This reciprocity, it allows me to get deeper into the soul and to correct the inner layers, the deeper, more subtle layers, and then correspondingly I discover these friends as parts of my internality. You have to go through these things. It's impossible to explain it, you know. Unless you experience it.
There's a state where I feel like I hate the friend, and there's a state where I feel like the friend hates me. In these two states, I understand that the flaw is in me. How do you relate to these two states?
Until you correct yourself and you cause the friend to correct himself, it's forbidden for you to let go. And also, no matter. Suppose you corrected yourself 100%, you're constantly working on a state where you, toward him, try to hold yourself as the lover. And he constantly projects hatred onto you. He projects hatred onto you because you did not correct yourself. So, in other words, you have to make it so that he'll be corrected. If he still has a friend, loyal to the path together and everything, but there's this tear between you.
Ken.
Yeah.
How do I combine this work with the group and the work with my wife?
Oh, this is not for today. Yes, you wanted something?
There's a big light going on in North America and in Australia because our friends there are doing a great work of connection right now, and they're gathering in a joint effort to the several actions in the next month before us. For example, there's a roundtable in Australia. Also, there's going to be a common meal for North America and Australia as preparation for the round table. And they only want the thought of the group because they're doing very intensive work there and very powerful, and they want us to think of them.
Okay, really, in a month we have Congress, a convention in the States. I'm asking everyone, whoever can come there, you should buy your tickets, register for the Congress. It's a very special time now where all the world is headed. We're headed towards correction. So please register and buy your tickets.
Sunday is Unity Day on Cap TV. At 5 o'clock, the virtual lesson with Rav Lightman. 6:30, the global gathering of friends, and at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a workshop with Rav Lightman. From me to we to one, the North American Convention, Global Convention, May 10th to 12th, we invite you all to come. Let's all become one. May 10th through 12th, 2013, DoubleTree Hotel in Somerset, New Jersey. For info and registration, kabbalah.info. Have a wonderful day.
ואם ההר עוטף אותך בצל, אתה לבד טועה בערפל. תיתן לי את ביחד נתגבר, אור אחד ניצוץ בערפל. אז הוא מתגלה, ואם החול כיסה את ה...